Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. I'm Joy Dooling, and you are listening to the Joy of Membership podcast. This podcast is for membership leaders. So we talk about strategies for attracting, engaging, and retaining members. But that's not entirely the focus of the show, because let's be honest here, there is no shortage of advice out there on best practices in membership. What we need to talk about is how to actually make those things possible in the real world, how to be absolutely sure that growth practices are going to stick, how to make those things easier, more consistent, and even automatic in some cases. Sound good? Then stick around because we're about to jump into it. Hey there, Joy Dooling here, host of the Joy of Membership podcast. Thanks for popping in for this episode. This week is kind of a timely follow-up to last week's topic on member onboarding because I received a few questions. I thought it might make sense to just go a bit deeper into one specific tactic that you can include in the onboarding that you offer, and that is doing an actual member orientation for your new members. Now, some organizations do orientations live. Like, they'll have new members come early to a meeting or stay late after a meeting, or they host an online orientation once a month. But I really love the idea of giving new members a specific space inside your members area where they'll find exactly what they need to know to get started right. Think of it like a mini course, and it's something that they can pop back into in the future if they need a refresher. Now, the audience for this orientation is going to depend on what your organization does and how you're organized. So if your members are individuals who are going to participate in the benefits directly, then it's pretty easy to know that you're designing this orientation area for them. If your members are companies and it's their employees who are participating in the membership, you might want to design your orientation to address the needs of the employees. Or you might have two separate orientations, one for the company representatives and one for the employees. And then if your membership is for kids, your orientation might be geared toward their parents or guardians. So you just have to think about who is the audience who's going to be engaging in your membership benefits, and how can you construct this orientation to be specific to what they need to know. Regardless of your area of focus and the type of membership that you offer, there are three things that a member orientation should convey, and it's always the same three things. Number one, you've made an excellent choice to join. Number two, here's how things work around here. And number three, let's get you involved in what's important to you. Now, I'm going to give you a few examples of what I'm talking about for each of these three things, but what you put into these buckets is really limited only by your imagination. So use these as a jumping off point and build something that feels useful for your members. Now, before I share all of these things that you could include in your orientation, I want to give you a big caveat. We're talking about an orientation, not a multi-hour masterclass, not an intensive study program. This should be informative, but also upbeat and get someone fired up about being part of what you offer. So you're not allowed to turn this into a snooze fest, okay? The first piece that we want an orientation to convey is you've made an excellent choice. We are essentially affirming for the member that they've done the right thing in deciding to invest their time and money into membership. There are a few things that could fit into this category. Perhaps an aspirational welcome message. Members typically join because something about your mission and vision for the future resonates with them. That's why it's important to remind them that they are now part of something truly special. The welcome message should be about them, not merely an introduction that's all about you. Let them know where they fit and what they stand to gain from their membership. Member success stories. I often tell the participants of my experience design programs that there are three things that people contemplate before they join. Do they believe in you? Do they believe in the way that you're doing the work? And do they believe in themselves to actually be able to get something out of what you're offering? Success stories matter because of this third thing. Do they believe in themselves? Success stories show the new member that someone like them has been participating in programs and has gotten something out of that experience. It helps them to see that they're going to fit in and that they too have something to gain from the membership. Another thing that you can put into this category of you've made an excellent choice is an explanation of beloved traditions. An orientation is the perfect opportunity to share the special and sometimes even quirky things that your organization does and why these traditions matter. Why is a golden hamster statue passed from one president to the next? Why has the organization chosen a specific charity to support? Why does the Pledge of Allegiance happen at the start of every meeting? What is the significance of the green and gold used in the organization's logo? If there are traditions that are important to you as an organization, conveying those stories to new members will help them start to feel an affinity toward those special moments too. Another thing that you can include in this you've made the right decision bucket is goal setting or some sort of commitment pledge. As I mentioned before, members join because they want something about the future to look different. Depending on what your organization does, your members might be looking for professional advancement or new business opportunities. If you are an organization that focuses on growing orchids, they might want to advance their knowledge and expertise around growing new varieties. If you are a nonprofit that offers a membership as part of your fundraising, then perhaps your members want less crime in their neighborhoods or for fewer children to go hungry. But essentially, what you want to do is paint a picture of what the future looks like and why it's possible. Help them set goals for how they'll be involved and what they stand to gain as a member when they follow through with their engagement goals. And then the last thing I'll mention that you could put into this category of showing them that they made the right choice is some type of helpful checklist or roadmap. If you have helpful suggestions around things to do in the first week, the first month, the first quarter, the first 6 months, the first year, you can turn those into a checklist or a visual roadmap that they could download and use as a PDF checklist to mark off as they do things. It gives them a pathway to success. So if you see members coming in and those who are successful are always doing certain things that lead to that success, then you can capture that in a way that makes it easy for your new members to follow in those footsteps. Okay, the second category that you'll want to cover in a new member orientation is what I call here's how things work. This is all the nuts and bolts stuff that as members, they probably need to know along the way. Even if they don't need to use this information right now, today, at some point, it's probably important for them to understand how various things work in your organization. So some of the things that you can include in this are video greetings from key staff or work group chairs, how to access key member benefits, perhaps a demonstration video of your membership area and how to update their profile, any expectations or rules of engagement that apply to your members. You can also put in governance documents like your organizational structure, committees, bylaws, financials, perhaps the most recent annual report, or if you have a journal that you publish, you might put in a couple copies of your most recent journals. At some point, they're also going to need to understand how member voting works, if that is something that your organization includes in your practices. So giving them something in their orientation that explains what opportunities they'll have to influence decision-making for the organization is pretty important. And then I always like to include frequently asked questions, because once you have this section in a member orientation, you can always add to it as you recognize that there are new trends and new questions coming up. Now, obviously, this is an extensive list of stuff and just random miscellaneous things that you can include. And you certainly don't have to include all of them. Just use this as a springboard to get your own creative juices flowing. And the other thing, because this is such a hodgepodge of things, I recommend that you use a mix of approaches to share this kind of information. Think about what could be turned into videos or infographics or checklists. A mix of things will be more interesting in this section than if it's just text that people have to read. Now, the third and final category that you may want to consider for your new member orientation is, let's get you involved in what's important to you. And this means that you are trying to create quick wins for the member, trying to figure out, okay, where can we plug them in to the membership so that they start making connections that are going to get them engaged and keep them engaged. So one of the things that you can include in this particular part of your orientation is an interest survey. So if you didn't ask about the member's engagement interests when they did their new member application, you could have an interest survey embedded as part of your orientation. Just create the form, embed it in your orientation area. You'll probably also want to put in a committee list and a meeting schedule. Now, the committee list and meeting schedule could, of course, also be in the how things work area. But here, I'm thinking that you'd place more emphasis on how to actually get involved in these committees and work groups and matching up with their interests sort of thing. You might talk about key projects that the work groups have completed over the past year so that someone can see how the committee's work aligns with their own interests. Another piece that could be in this, let's get you involved in what's important to you, is the event calendar. And I'm not suggesting that you have to duplicate your event calendar kind of in this separate place, but make sure that your new members know how to find the event calendars. And you may wish to highlight major events that happen every year. For example, if your spring conference is the biggest event of the year, you want to make sure that someone who just joined in October knows that this will be an important part of their experience in the months ahead, because that might not be immediately obvious to them. And then the final thing that I'll mention that you might want to include in this third category of getting involved in what's important to you is key connection opportunities. So do you have a members-only discussion area? Do you do virtual happy hours on Zoom? Are there new member mixers? Are there particular online social media platforms or groups where your members hang out? Be sure that new members know about these opportunities. Sometimes we think that new members will just discover these on their own, but being intentional about them and putting that information into a place where it's really easy for members to access just increases the likelihood that it's going to happen, that they'll find those things and that they will start getting engaged with them. The sooner you can get them connected in and making friends, the sooner they will feel like your organization has become an essential part of their professional or personal routines. So there you have it. Lots of ideas for things that you can easily weave into a new member orientation. In last week's live CarePoint training session, I actually did an over-the-shoulder demo of how new member onboarding automation can happen using JourneyCare, the software platform that I use and recommend for clients. I even showed how you can set up the member orientation using one of JourneyCare's protected content spaces. So if you want to check that out, you can go to journeycare.app, that's .app, not .com. So journeycare.app/live, L-I-V-E for live training. And that is where you can see future topics that are coming up. And there's also a button there where when you push it, it'll pop up access to past replays. So the one that I did on new member orientation would be the most recent one that was just published. If you are listening to this podcast right away when it is first published. If you are a little behind on listening to your episodes, it might be further back, but all of the replays are there. So just scroll back, you'll be able to find it. Now, of course, if you would like to have a private chat about how to implement something like this for your organization, let's get on a Zoom and talk about that. In just 30 minutes, I'm confident I can show you how to create a more effective onboarding process so that your members get off to a great start. You can hop directly into my calendar by going to joyofmembership.com/consult. There you'll see days and times that I am available, and you can make an appointment instantly. That brings us to a close on this week's episode. I will be back in exactly 7 days with a new topic. In the meantime, take care. Hey there, you made it all the way to the end. Bravo to you. I'm back in just one last time to remind you that there's a free one-page PDF available over at the website that shows you more than 20 ways that technology could be supporting your efforts to attract, engage, and retain more members. It's actually broken down into the stages of the member journey, so you'll know exactly where each piece fits. And everything that's on that one pager can actually be automatically done for you with software that costs less than $1,000 per year. So if you haven't already grabbed it, you can get your copy at joyofmembership.com/tech. joyofmembership.com/tech, T-E-C-H. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.